Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
One of the aspects of this show is that we're going to take a look at life and relative well-being in a town or in a village. So we've assembled our very own town team to look at the way the town functions from both a business, a planning and a retail point of view. Our town team includes planning expert Conor Skeen and retail consultant Eddie Shanahan, who have both visited Enniscrón in the lead up to the show to take a look at what we're looking for in this town and anything that could be improved and just our general comments and observations. Conor Skeen wasn't able to be with us here this morning, but he spoke to us earlier about his sense of Enniscrón. Enniscrón, it's a town you know well.
I know it and I really like it. I was out there one morning doing survey work, and as we were down on the beach, this group of people all arrived in their dry robes and had their swims and their fancy coffees, and I was thinking, God, this is the life. This is the life. It wasn't even a particularly nice day, and we were just saying, we went for a walk up along north of the place where everybody was swimming, and we were just saying, imagine the life of being able to work and live here. And so I've been thinking a lot about that prior to coming into your chat, to chat now, and I was thinking, Enniscrón, you know, like 1,200 people, kind of has it all.
That's one thing that we see here, and you say Enniscrón could almost be perfect because they have the luxury of having a tourist season. So they have commercial opportunity during the summer months, particularly where people will visit, spend money in their town, and basically help businesses to survive and thrive within the community.
Exactly. The problem with tourism is that I give a lot of advice about tourism. I have done all my life, and I was involved in setting up the Wild Atlantic Way and all that. So it's a sector I know very well, but at the same time, I'm always very cautious about tourism because it can be a very jealous mistress. And so tourism, for instance, says any new development coming into the area will spoil the view or spoil the business or spoil all that. So we treat a bit careful about it. But Enniscrón's particularly lucky because it has all the caravans, which produce the bulk numbers, but for a very short season. But then it has the golf course. I mean, that golf course is one of the best in the country.
Where we are today.
It just shows that it has, in terms of world-class things, it's got world-class golf, it's got world-class surf, and it's got a world-class touring route through it. Can't get better than that.
These sectors will leave money behind them.
Well, they do it in different ways and at different times. So the golfers will spend it straight up. They tend to be an older cohort. The surfers tend to be young to too young. And a lot of towns are very sniffy about them. But what they don't understand is once people start to come to a place in their 20s, they'll keep coming back for the rest of their lives and they'll bring their kids. So they're your piggy bank for future visitors. They're very important.
How important are things like a Garda station, a fire station, primary care, medical centres, libraries? Enniscrón has all these.
Not yet. It doesn't just have them all, but there's this, we keep forgetting, a show like yourself is most interested in things like shops and businesses. They're all places that have a payroll as well. I mean, for God's sake, imagine all the wages that go into that school every day. Imagine the wages for the fire station, for the Garda station, for the primary care centre.
Yeah.
And there's a medical centre as well as that just down the road. So all those things are economic activities. And that's what I'm really interested in, is what puts money in people's pockets.
In terms of transport infrastructure, can I get a bus to Ballina, which is 20 minutes away? Can I get a bus to Sligo if I want to do a bigger shop or maybe a day of retail therapy? Yeah. How important are those things, that those services are available to people?
Transport is incredibly important, and not for the car wars reasons that most people talk about. What's really important in a relatively small community like that is the linkage for maybe somebody who's older, but particularly for teenagers on a Saturday morning, that they can get into Ballina, they can get into Sligo for the film and come back. So all over Ireland, TFI, local bus links are fantastic. There's a more mainstream one that runs all the way in through Eastkey and on into Sligo 8 times a day. That's pretty good.
Wow.
So those linkages are invisible things, but they're terribly important for keeping people in an area for all kinds of reasons like that. And TFI all over Ireland are doing extraordinary work in terms of providing that low-level granularity of movement. So that's very important.
Yes, and I liked his line, tourism can be a jealous mistress. Let's get the thoughts now of Eddie Shanahan, an experienced retail consultant who spent all day yesterday looking at Enniscrón. Eddie, you're very welcome to the programme.
Morning, Bobby.
Now, you heard Conor there and his thoughts, of which were, I would suggest, pretty positive. Tell us about your own day yesterday and what you saw, and just our, I'm sure our our audience and our listeners would be very interested to hear.
Yeah, I would agree. I think there's a pretty positive atmosphere here and outlook for the future. But as I was driving in, I realised I was coming to a long, drawn-out, ribbon-like town. And the first thing that struck me was the cleanliness of the place. And that says to me there's a great community here, a really important issue.
So it was spotlessly clean?
Spotlessly clean.
Yeah,
and as I drove down that long ribbon of a road, I began to realise that this is a town of several constituencies. There are residents who are working in the town. There are residents who are working in the wider locale. There are visitors who come here for holidays or for weddings and such like. And then there are holiday home owners. So it's a complicated community in a way. And it is probably afflicted by seasonality, in its own mind at least. And I think there's part of the opportunity. My second impression was this town is closed for business. So if I was just a casual person heading here, I would be going through Enniscrone, not to Enniscrone. And I mightn't have stopped. And I'm glad that I did stop because I found a great little coffee shop called Surf's Up. It was full, despite the seasonal aspect in the mindset here locally. And later on at lunchtime, I found a lot of signs saying that the bars opened at 5 o'clock or dinner was served from 5 to 8. And eventually I did find a very, very good one, the Pilot Bar, which was open at 1 o'clock for lunch and was full. So I just wonder, is this closed for business idea, is this a self-fulfilling prophecy, you know, that we're actually not generating the business? It's a chicken and egg situation. Of course there's no business done if the bars and the shops and the cafes are closed.
Yeah, I know, it's interesting you say that, but I think maybe, you know, if a place has had an on and off season for forever, as in, you know, a summer season where the place is gangbusters with people, I think maybe there's probably part of the locality that like to switch off or switch back. If they've been working 7 day weeks for the season. Like, in other words,
but I'm talking about the customers, and Connor mentioned them, people who came for holidays. They bring back the next generation and the next generation, but the demands of those generations evolves.
I accept that.
So, and you know, in the rest of the country, we don't take the winter off. You know, we work all year.
No, but I think it's easy to kind of just say that the place was, you know, closed. If places like this have traditionally operated in a way. And I just think that won't change.
No,
like
but there are some things that you can do about it in the interim period. For example, the Owen Gallery and the wetsuit factory, for example, they at least had signs up saying when they were reopening.
Yeah.
Everywhere else didn't even have a closed sign up. It just didn't exist, really, in the consciousness of anybody stopping here. But there were some great things here as well. I have to mention a fantastic little shop called Milo's. It is whatever every seaside shop should be. It's full of nostalgia. It had beach balls in the window and buckets and spades and hula hoops. But when you went inside, it also had a selection of international magazines.
Wow,
you know,
that
so
sounds great.
It was the best of both worlds. There are some other extraordinary attractions here, like the Castlefield Park, where you have megalithic tombs and ring forts and so on. I had no idea that these existed in Enniscrone. So I think Enniscrone needs to talk about these very unique offers they have for tourists and people who have interest, for example, in archaeology. There's an amazing beach, as has been referenced several times this morning already. And there are all the essential shops for a small local community of 1,200 people. There's a pharmacy, there are several salons and hairdressers, there are two barber shops, there's a great butcher's, two supermarkets. So it's well catered for everyday living. Yeah. And being situated so close to Ballina, which is about 20 minutes away, and Sligo about 40 minutes away, you're not going to find the biggest furniture shop in the region here, but you are going to find all of the things that you need for everyday living.
All right. Well, look, again, thanks for your review, Eddie. Largely positive, which is great to say.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.